Hey there, it's Joshua Johnson. Happy Mother's Day. Today is the day we celebrate mothers and reflect on how they touch our lives every day of the year. Moms are on our mind a lot at 1A, and so we are paying homage all week long in a special series called Beyond Mother's Day. We wanted to hear more about your moms, and we are so glad that so many of you are not too proud to brag.
Hi, my name is Mary Ann. I'm calling from Michigan. I want to tell you about my mom. She's been gone for about 5 years now. I grew up in the early 50s, and back then nobody had any money. One winter when we didn't have less than usual, I woke up in the middle of the night, Christmas Eve night, and there was my mom. She was hollowing out chocolate cupcakes that she had just baked, hollowing them out and filling them with egg white frosting, frosting them with chocolate frosting and a white squiggle of frosting to make Hostess cupcakes, because those had just come out recently and we couldn't afford them either. But that's what motherhood is about, doing what you can with what you can.
I'm Anthony from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm a proud first-generation college student and the first of my family to create a nonprofit at 19. And so I was raised by a mom who raised three African-American young men as a single parent, who went to school full-time and worked full-time at the same time. And I couldn't imagine what it's like to do all that while you're still trying to get an education. And what I learned from my mom over the years is the importance of building and fostering meaningful relationships, serving your community, and making sure that those that don't have the basic needs in society have them. And so regardless of how much money or little money that we had, we always made sure that we served our community. And so mothers are the backbone of our society. They're the reason why society continues to operate today. And I'm grateful for my mother and all the things that she's taught me.
Hi, my name is Maura Barnett. I'm calling from Birmingham, Alabama. I was raised by a single mom. She had three kids. She worked hard, long hours. I found out that it was difficult for her when she accidentally said, "I don't know how I'm going to be Santa Claus this year." And then when she turned around and realized that she was talking to me, a five-year-old, not a best friend who is an adult, that was hard for both of us to kind of meet one another there. We have a great relationship. I realized becoming a mother in my 40s that motherhood makes you connected to a web of every other family. It connects you to their suffering, their pain, their challenges. If women could be in politics more, that would be great, but we're too busy raising the next generation. Thank you for everything you guys do. Happy Mother's Day.
Now, some of your moms have been through extraordinary challenges, and the way they handled those struggles only made you respect them more.
My name is Dina. My mother was a homeless child in the late 40s and early 50s in the South, because her father had abandoned her and her family. And she taught me to look at people in need as human beings who just sometimes need a hand up. My mom died last year, and I miss her a lot, but I wanted to share her story. And thanks for letting me do that.
Hi, this is Donna from Southeast Indiana, and I want to brag about my mom. My mom is the poster woman for the greatest generation at 96. She was a child of the Depression. She had to quit high school, and she was so smart to take care of her brothers and sisters because her mom was not well. And in World War II, in the outbreak of that, she joined the waves, and she was among the first women in the military, and she repaired planes that were damaged in combat. This is what I learned from my mom from her example. I learned that you do your best and you take what life gives you and then you just make the best of that. My mom just keeps on trucking. She is so resilient. I love her to death.
This is Idomi from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm calling about my mother. She left Cuba in the late 50s. Her English was limited, and she struggled at times in finding the right job for her. Eventually, she found a job as a seamstress at a high-end men's clothing store. She stayed there for over 20 years. At first, she rode the bus. She left home early and got home late. Eventually, she got her driver's license. My mother passed away at 88 in 2009. As a kid, I didn't realize what a hero she was. She was tough and at times stubborn, but she was my greatest support. I miss my mother, and I always will.
This is Grace from South Carolina, and I just want to say how proud I am of my mom. Her grandmother was an alcoholic, and her mother was always very cruel to her, you know, letting her know that she wasn't wanted and she wouldn't amount to anything. But instead of continuing that cycle, my mom raised myself and my six sisters to be wonderful, kind people, and she teaches us how to raise our daughters. And every day she shows us and tells us that we have a choice of how to react to the world around us. And I couldn't be happier to be her daughter.
A couple of you told us that you were watching closely while your mother raised your siblings, and that you are better off for the lessons you learned from observing her.
Hi, this is Debbie Bernlohr from Cincinnati, and I just wanted to say how proud I am of my mom. She had my oldest brother back in 1949 when she was about 23 years old, and he was born with hemophilia. And at that point, there was no treatment for it. So it meant that he would spend days or weeks in the hospital whenever he had a bleed, which was fairly often. And she didn't drive, so she would have to take two buses to go and visit him, and there were no other children allowed. And she had five more children after him. But she always soldiered on. She and my dad decided that they weren't going to limit my brother Bill in any way, so they let him go sled riding and play baseball and just be like any other kid. And he grew up to be an amazing man, held three patents, did die at the age of 44, but he lived a long and healthy life, and I credit that to my mom especially for being so strong and having such dignity and retaining her sense of humor. So I'm very proud of her.
Hi, my name is Lauren, and I'm from Pittsburgh. I was born in 1963, and my brother, John Four, was born in 1965. He has an X-linked disorder called ectodermal dysplasia. It affects the skin, hair, teeth, all of those parts of the body. He can't sweat, he has no hair, and he wears dentures. Now, at nearly 53, you can't tell any of this. He looks like every man you'd see on the street. But well into the 1970s, people didn't know much about ED. My mother was fiercely protective. I was jealous of her love for him and embarrassed at times. She found many answers in a group called the National Foundation for Ectodermal Dysplasias. What my mom taught me was to love my child and to be my own child's fierce advocate, whatever it takes.
Now, not everyone's relationship with their mom is defined by admiration or respect. Mother's Day can also be a reminder of hardships in your maternal relationships.
Hi, my name is Michael Peterson, and I'm calling from Greenwood, Indiana. Mother's Day for me has always been a hard time of year, just because my mother and I have always had a very strained relationship. It's gotten to the point where it's beyond fixable now, and my wife and I have both removed her from all contacts except for a phone number in my phone. She's been very toxic throughout my entire life, and it took me into my adult life to figure out just how damaging that really can be. So I just wanted to let everybody know it's okay to remove those toxic people from your life if it's for the better of your mental health.
Hi, my name is Ileana Abreu. I'm calling from Clearwater, Florida. Unfortunately, I don't have a good relationship with my mom, and that really came to an impasse when I became a mother. And I just was able to see how badly, really, I had been treated and how much more my daughter deserved. And so Mother's Day for me is a reminder that I'm going beyond what I learned in my household and beyond child abuse to be the mother that I always wanted for myself. And I get to do that every day for my daughter, and I celebrate that every year on Mother's Day. God bless all the mothers.
For some of us, hard times can make us appreciate our mothers even more.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth, and I'm from Herndon, Virginia. When I was a kid, I still am, but when I was a kid, I always saw my mom as a pillar of strength that could never crumble until, of course, the end of my eighth grade year when she got sick with cancer. Going through that journey with her was really rough because I was scared, but I came to realize that she was scared too. And she leaned on me, and I was able to hold her hand and give her hugs and comfort her in small ways like that, even though I couldn't do any of the big things that I wanted to. That's really helped our relationship throughout my high school to where I am now, just starting college. And I think we're stronger together because of it.
Hi, my name is Caroline from North Carolina, and my mom has personified strength in a way that has helped me in my own life so much. She was diagnosed with breast cancer when I was 16, and her faith, grace, and true West Virginia grit deeply impacted me. 4 years later, my dad passed away, and she continued to inspire me. 18 years into her remission now, I've been diagnosed with cancer. Every day, I pull my strength from the example that she made for me. I am so proud of and so thankful for my mom.
And when our moms are gone from our lives, the loss can feel unbearable.
Hi, this is John from York, Pennsylvania. I unfortunately lost my mother about 8 years ago to a cardiovascular issue. There are many times where I wish I could talk to my mom, whether it would be good, bad, indifferent, or for arguing. Every time I see someone in public who's just not treating their mother right or just having a bad time with them, I gladly tell them, hey, you know, be glad she's still here so you can have these conversations. So my main thing is this. If you're having trouble with your mother or just a bad time, please forgive her. Talk to her because you never know when you'll never be able to do it again.
We're so grateful to all of you who shared stories about what your mother means to you with us. Listen for more all this week in our special series Beyond Mother's Day as we explore the challenges of modern motherhood on 1A. I'm Joshua Johnson. Thanks for listening, and happy Mother's Day.
I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. I'll always love my mama. She bought me in this world. Sometimes I feel so bad when I think of all the things I used to do. How mama used to clean somebody else's house just to buy me a new pair of shoes.